Now, it's Tourism Week, and you might have heard Jonathan earlier doing a little deck chair challenge. He went out and about into Centenary Square to see if he could get people to lie on his deck chair.
Do a bit of sunbathing.
With the results. But anyway, it didn't go too well, but it's not going to stop you, is it?
No, because, I thought we've got to really push the boat out on this one. Tourism Week, find out what the best that Bradford's got to offer. So I thought, why not phone up at Bradford Tourism?
Good afternoon, Bradford Visitor Information Centre. Edward speaking, how can I help?
Hi Edward, I'm just trying to find out some information. I'm looking to come up and visit my family in Bradford. I've moved away, but I used to live in Bradford, so I know the area pretty well, to be honest. And I'm just after a couple of contact numbers or a bit of help, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just after the telephone number for the Odeon next to the Alhambra. I'm going to watch a film there, if that's okay.
The Odeon?
Yeah, next to the Alhambra, yeah.
Right, it's not actually there anymore.
Isn't it?
No.
Oh, right. Oh.
Well, the building's still there.
Right.
Just that it's... They don't actually... Well, in fact, it's... Well, the building's derelict, to be honest.
I wondered why I couldn't find it, so that makes sense. Oh, well, I suppose as well as it's being looked after and it's in good nick, that's not to worry. What are they doing with it now, then? I presume it's in pretty good nick?
I'm not sure, to be quite honest. So I don't... I mean, they've no plans for it at the minute, but there's been quite a lot of hoo-ha about it.
Has there?
I mean, at one point they wanted to tear it down.
Yeah.
Other points they wanted to, just do it up and turn it into some sort of offices and things like that.
Right. But it's being looked after, is it?
It's a bit of a bone of contention.
Moving on, I think. I'll go to the new shopping centre, I think, the Westfield one, if that's all right. Is that built yet?
Not at the minute, no.
Right, how's it getting on?
Well, it's not.
Right, okie dokie. I'll just need to pick up a couple of presents for some friends. I'll go to that posh house of Fraser ones. Is it Rackham's?
Yeah, that's not there anymore.
Right, okie dokie. Have you still got trains running to Leeds?
We do, yes.
Yeah, brilliant. Is that from the Interchange and Foster Square?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's a good result, isn't it?
Aye.
Brilliant. Well, there we go. The best that Braff has got to offer. No, I was a bit naughty there, wasn't I, really?
You were just a little bit mean, yes.
Yeah.
No, he's a very good sport. And actually, we should say that they are going to be coming on to a programme perhaps next week or the week after to plug what is going on tourism-wise in Bradford.
Yeah, I actually spoke to him afterwards and I had a great laugh. But we should actually say, of course, we love Bradford and we know that Bradford's got loads to offer. I love the Media Museum. I think that's absolutely brilliant. There's loads going on at the Playhouse at the moment, Laura. There's lots of nights at the moment. That's really starting to liven things up. I've got a lot of good reports from people who have been at quite a few nights there recently.
Yeah, definitely. But I think my favourite thing is actually just getting out and about into the countryside, especially at this time of the year. Just before you get all the bluebells coming out, it's going to be absolutely beautiful to go on all the walks around Haworth and all around that way.
Yeah, we're very lucky through work that we get to get out and about as well. Haworth, brilliant. Saltaire, lots of really nice walks. So get yourselves out there. And if you want to find out anything more that's going on in Bradford over the next couple of weeks and beyond, get in touch with Bradford Tourism Info.